and judge.
No, I appreciate your concern, because I think that many of us, whether we be considered right or left, why, it really doesn't matter. In fact, we have an awful lot of people who are extremely liberal, listen to our programs, and agree with just about everything we say, and I find myself in total disagreement with the leaders of the religious right who are pounding the war drums right along with the current administration. So what goes on really makes strange bedfellows, but what we have to do, of course, is that constant search for truth. Well, you know, of course, we see the members of Skull and Bones in all key positions, and there's certainly this camaraderie that binds them together. I know this one family I know that where the Bones was very, very strong. The daughter, of course, couldn't get in Skull and Bones. This was many years ago, but both her father and grandfather were in. And she talked about how the camaraderie between her father and the members of his class, the people who were tapped at the same time that he was. And the term tapped for our listeners is, well, what are they? Do they actually tap you, or they just ask, what does the term tap mean?
It's actually part of the process. They will smack you on your shoulder and say, Skull and Bones, accept or reject. So okay. They really do. It's actually more than a tap. They should call it smacking.
All right, fine. And, of course, then we find these gentlemen you know, going into this organization. But they bond together. There's something that seems to hold these people together through their whole lifetimes, each individual class more than other members of the Skull and Bones, but the people who join at the same time. What is the bond that keeps them so close together throughout their entire lives?
It's a bond of secrecy, really. It's a bond of secrecy and loyalty and the knowledge that if they break that bond, they will be betraying not only the society and not only these prestigious 800 living members, but also the other 14 people who may have been sort of indoctrinated into just... into this, God, it's so hard to explain. I talk about it in the book, in my last chapter. Really, the year in Skull and Bones in which the Knights spend their senior year, it's sort of a training.